Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From executive producers Dania Ramirez and myself, Eva Longoria, Sisters of the Underground tells the powerful story of the Mirabal sisters, real-life Latinas, who sacrificed everything for the fight for freedom.
Children, Minerva.
I am thinking about them and every generation after them.
It's a love story between two and between a country and between a future, because they knew they were fighting for us.
So I hope that people see this and see what's happening in our country now and go, wait, I could participate in a bigger way? Yes, look what these women did.
The young women of this world need to see stories like this.
Creating an army of history around our children.
The inspiring part was definitely learning the history about the Mirabals and how amazing it was and what they've been through and how much they suffered, but they were so strong during this whole time.
Quisque ya nos valientes alcemos nuestro canto con viva emoción.
Bienvenidos and welcome to the final bonus episode of Sisters of the Underground. I'm Dania Ramirez, one of the executive producers of the podcast, and I also play Minu, the narrator. Today, you will hear from some of the powerful voices behind this show. I feel very grateful to have partnered up with Eva Longoria. You know, Eva and I share a passion for stories that will empower the Latin voice in America and in the world, really. I know that this needs no introduction at this point, but here's me and Eva talking about it.
It was really serendipitous because I had just met Jose Maria in a random, somebody goes, you should meet this writer. And I meet him and I said, oh, where are you from? He goes, I'm Dominican. And I said, oh my God, I don't meet very many Dominican writers. This is amazing. And literally 2 days later, Danya sits with me and goes, I want to do this story. And I'd love like it to be all Dominican sounding, Dominican writer, Dominican voices. And I was like, I just met a Dominican writer. And then I introduced you to Jose Maria. And that's the thing. That's the thing too. That's my like life's mission is not to speak for the Latino community. I don't speak for anybody. I don't speak for women. I don't speak for Latinos. I encourage people to speak up for themselves. And the way we do it as creators is finding those stories from our communities and giving it that voice. And I think that's what you've done so beautifully with this particular series is you've got so specific with the stories, not even just with being Dominican and it being a Dominican story, it being about these three women. The more specific you tell a story from a point of view, the broader the reach. And that's the irony of storytelling because it is, you can't even make up this shit, right? Like you can't even make up the shit that these women went through.
Whips, chains, electric rods. Pero qué diablo es esto?
No, don't touch me!
Calm down, hey, or things will get a lot worse.
Please tell our families, they're taking us. Please tell our families, the Mirabal family.
In a way, it's like we are keeping them alive. You know, like it wasn't in vain. Like a lot of people can look at this, you know, look at this story and it's like, oh, look, they spoke up and they're dead. And I'm like, but they're not. Look at the way that we're getting to tell this story. Look at the opportunities that we have so that our youth gets to grow up, having that inspiration, understanding that that's what it's like and being proud, really proud of what it was then and what it is now, you know?
The movement soon became a political force to be reckoned with. And now, because of her, women like us don't have to be afraid anymore. Right now, and this is un orgullo dominicano, I am very proud to introduce Minu Tavares, the daughter of two of our heroes, Minerva Mirabal and Manolo Tavares. Yes, you heard that right. That is Minu. She is still alive and well and working as a politician and an activist in the Dominican Republic. Not surprising. She and our showrunner, writer-director, Jose Maria Cabral, had a conversation about the journey towards bringing this story to life in this medium.
I trust Jose Maria. He's good.
Thank you, Minu. So let's talk a little bit about the process. I remember I called you and it was my birthday and you didn't know it was my birthday.
Sí.
And you told me, come to my office. And I arrived at your office and you gave me a book. And that book is Mañana te escribiré otra vez.
Sí.
And that was a birthday gift. But it was also a great gift for me to learn more about Minerva and Manolo. And you really wanted to point out that love story that Minerva and Manolo had.
Mi adorada novia, amada, I miss you more than anything.
I've read your last letter so many times. I know it by heart.
And I think you can really see that in the book. You can really understand these characters. It was very good for us writers, for me and Mary Castellanos, to really get to know Minerva and Manolo in a different level. Not only the movements, what they thought, their ideas, but how they think, how they felt, and that intimacy that they had and how the struggles they had as a relationship and like in a way that human side that you can really see it in everything they did.
Cuidado. Cuidado. They're telling people to watch out for us?
Dr. Manuelo Tavares Justo has recently married La Roja, the red communist Minerva Mirabal Reyes. And it is also said that there is a baby. What the hell is this?
That bastard wants to isolate us from everyone, but he won't. I won't let it happen, Minerva.
They were really human, so I think that was really important for us. And that's why I called you back and I told you, I think we need to include the book. I think the book is important. And I think we need to include you. You need to be a character in this story.
Quite a gift, because that's a really true love story. And it's not a traditional, a common love story. It's a love story between two and between a country and between the future. And it's about fighting for a better world and being able to give everything, even their own lives, in order to build a world, a different world, a one where people do not have to suffer what they suffered. People that do not that are not going to be persecuted.
I am thinking of them and every new generation after them. They need to be protected from this terrible regime that killed their grandfather. Remember? They did that to Papi, to all of us. So you tell me, Mommy, what's best? To think about myself or to think about the future for my children and their country?
I want to talk to you guys a little bit about Jose Maria Cabral, our showrunner, writer, director. He's one of the most important Dominican filmmakers working today. He has directed over 7 feature films, and his movie Woodpeckers was the first film out of Santo Domingo to screen at the Sundance Film Festival in 2017. Minú so gracefully let Jose and co-writer Mary Castellano fictionalize her life and create a character who is passing this story on to the next generation.
You speak for them.
Okay. If I close my eyes, I can imagine the cries, the anguish, the despair.
What I need is that you are able to capture the spirit and that you are respectful with it.
Yes, we had that into account when me and Mary were writing. That's why we did a lot of meetings with you, and also we used many of the testimonies, Dede's book, also very inspirational. And we really wanted to be really faithful to the history and to what actually happened. So we took very few creative licenses.
There's another thing that it's very, that talks about the character of my mother. She was in prison. And she was, in the letters, she said all the time, like, bring me, please, bring me, ¿cómo se dice yeso? Clay.
Did you bring the cigarettes and the modeling clay?
Mm-hmm, sí.
Because I need to do something while I am here. You know, these days are endless days. And she had no one single picture of me. So she started sculpting my face from her memory.
Mommy would spend the next few months inside her cell, sculpting the memory she had of me, of my face.
It's surprising how very much alike to a picture of me at that age is this sculpt that she did. So what that story tells me is first how much she loved me, how present she had me. It's just like, you know, not as you would tend to think that, well, she preferred to fight and she forgot about you. No, no, no.
Mi no.
Ay, mami, cómo te extrañé.
Ay, yo a ti, dame un besito, ven acá.
Qué bueno que ya estás aquí.
Ay, no te voy a dejar, chula, no te voy a dejar.
Te quiero.
She had me in her mind, and so did my father. When she did what she did, because it was her responsibility, it was her commitment. She had no option but to fight for a better world.
Look at what he's doing to us, Manolo. Look at what he's doing to us. I don't want Minu and Manolito to grow up in fear. I want them to have a full life.
Pero their own hardships had one good result. It made them focus again on their revolutionary ideals. And so they began to plan.
I was honored to bring her to life in this way. Actually, in the show, Adela is played by my actual niece, Gabriela Stein. Just a little fun fact for you guys. It meant so much to me to pass along this story to the younger generation in my family.
You know what, Tia?
Hmm.
You are a mariposa too.
And so are you, mi vida.
Hey, podcast listeners, we'll be right back with more interviews in just a sec. Stick around.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpert.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with the Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials... cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got it. It is about reconnecting the dots for people now, and not from a victimized perspective, because I think that's the thing. Everybody, you know, we're all players in this big play of life, right?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
We get to have a chance to be vessels for a message, a bigger message. For me, obviously, and you can, you know, I have a, my message is of love, of uniting, or like, I've always been like, how can I tell stories that make people really resonate with not just what happened, but what can come of it? You know, I get really deep sometimes. I get it. But but it's important to me because you know, I feel like you've really provided me with an opportunity to really retell the story in the most authentic way. You allowed me to have freedom to really, you know, collaborate with you on something that to me meant the world. And it means the world to a lot of the Dominican community, and along with Mi Cultura and iHeart and Julia from School of Humans came into this project. And I cannot tell you, Eva, like just changed everything. We were able to just really attack it from a place of sound. Like, what do Dominican people sound like? What does our country sound like? What do our fights sound like? What does our laughter sound like? How do we relate to each other? And we did it all in a very specific way to talk about our people. Because, you know, tú conoces, los latinos somos todos diferentes. And I think that's a huge thing.
I'm so excited to have partnered with Danya on this. Because just like the Mirabel sisters who weren't afraid to challenge decades of oppression and lead a revolution, you know, Danya and I aren't afraid to, you know, tackle our industry with representation. And we're like, here we go. Get ready for the revolution.
Kill me and I will lift my arms ever stronger, even from the grave.
What an honor it was to work with Judy Reyes, an incredible actress. Wow. I have worked with Judy before. It's very rare that you have Dominicans in Los Angeles, and she's been my powerhouse here in LA, someone that I turn to. No one better than Judy Reyes. as our Minerva Mirabal.
So, I mean, a room full of Dominicans is like nothing you've ever seen, you know. So it's not a joke. It's a show off. Somebody's teasing somebody else, making you laugh, and you feel at home immediately. You know, once somebody threw in a no joda o coño, que lo que,
it was on. Que sí.
And in Spanish, it was on. So we figured out how to throw it in there. And whenever we had to pull it out, Jose Maria did an incredible job. He was like, let's do another one, but not with the carajo o lo coño.
Sí.
You know, I think one of the more powerful scenes was when we, cuando teníamos que cantar el himno nacional, when we had to sing the national anthem as she's being arrested. And it was, I was like, oh my God, I don't know the whole thing.
You can't silence us. Our country's anthem says we have a right to be free. Quisqueños valientes hacemos nuestro canto con viva emoción. Y del mundo a la paz ostentemos nuestro invicto glorioso perdón.
But it's almost, yeah, it is. And it is a re-education of us Dominicans
for
and American
me, for
Dominicans.
Sure. And you know, yeah. I'm American born, American educated. I mean, mm-hmm. but Dominicanized by my family because I'm first generation.
Yeah. I mean, for me, and one of the reasons why I really wanted to tell this story, it's not just because, okay, the Mirabal sisters was something that I grew up with, but really I knew firsthand the effect that it had on our people. And I was born in I am born in Dominican Republic, and I stayed there till I was 10 years old. And I come from a family full of women. Like, I'm one of three girls. My mom is one of 10. My grandmother had 10 girls, 2 boys. And so the Mirabal story was something that was very prevalent and alive in my home. And so this is something that going to school in Dominican Republic is the first thing that you really start learning about. But I also saw their impact within the women in my family, because Dominican Republic, if you know the country, is in a lot of ways very male dominant, and still till this day, very male dominant. And so coming from a family full of strong women, this was something that I grew up being inspired by. My father, I remember him telling us stories about, you know, being outside and not being able, like if Trujillo was making his rounds, you weren't able to even be outside and chew gum because he found it disrespectful. So if he was out there speaking and you were chewing gum, they would like shoot you right then and there. So imagine growing up in a time that was a reality. It made me have to grow into having a little more understanding for my father and his machista, because mi papá era bien machista.
El mío también. I'm one of 4 girls, so I identify and I appreciate what you're saying. And, you know, very anti-Trujillistas, my parents, they experienced him in their youth. And then, of course, it's part of the lore. Every time you brought up civil rights in the States, you know, my mom had to, you know, give me a little schooling of what she knew about. Oh, no, but in Santo Domingo, there was the Mirabal sisters. You know, no, you don't know. It's like, what happened? And to echo what you were saying, the misogyny, the so many women in the households, so few men, and they have virtually no power because of the patriarchy, the times, all of that stuff. And like a middle class young women like the Mirabal sisters going ahead and exercising their right to educate themselves creates a problem in a nation that's mostly women or has mostly daughters.
Ah. I know where this is going.
Yes. I still think it's not a good idea for you to leave home to study law.
Thanks for your advice, and thank you for the car. I really appreciate it. But I'm a Mirabal, remember? I set my mind on going to college, Papi, and I'm going.
All right.
I'll be safe, Papi. Don't worry so much.
You know, I have a son and a daughter, and I think of my daughter when I'm doing this work, and I think of what she, you know, how it would resonate with her. But I also think of my son. And I think of, you know, what his future with women would be like. Whatever it is, you know, it's just as a friend, as a partner, and, you know, instilling that, like, love, admiration, respect for women in these young men is something that our nation needs.
Mm-hmm. And I think creating an army of history around our children that reminds them that they exist, and being the example to our children that they can realize themselves as a result of people before us, that being scared is not new. Yeah. It's okay to be angry and it's okay to take action. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. However that looks for you. That they're not alone, and that they, you know, what we've been looking for, what brought us all into the business, you, Julia, you, Danya, is that we're looking for someone who looks like us, who sounds like us, yeah. who is like us, but, you know, through a different journey and an experience.
Representation. Mm-hmm. And representation mm-hmm. of these universal mm-hmm. themes comes in every shape, mm-hmm. color, size, gender. Yeah. And I think that's an important message to get across.
But we have a lot of like intellectual, really smart, educated business women who are actors in this room, you mm-hmm. know? So that take in terms of the class. The weight of these women really, really, it's not something you have to edit down or change, because that's where we're all from, which is, to your point, what the real talent is essential. And talented yeah. people who often don't get the opportunity to shine in this way, let alone tell their story.
We'll be right back with more interviews in just a sec. Stick around.
Tengo diabetes.
¿Yo? Asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. 19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Great. Let's do one more.
Next, I am very excited for you guys to hear from these beautiful Dominican strong women. Gracias por estar con nosotros, Celines Toribio y Charlene Taulet. They had a conversation with our producer, Julia Criscao.
Together, look.
Yo me engranamo también. It's beautiful. It even makes me my eyes tear.
Yeah.
Es bonito.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Dominican story led by females, you know, just being represented, and it feels good.
You know, I saw Judy, I saw Henke. Judy started way before us, trying to break through.
Yes.
And the fact that she represents Minerva character, it's amazing. Yes. Because what it entitles, it's like her history. And you know, there are Mirabal Reyes, she's Beauty Reyes.
Yes, I noticed that.
And the fact that she did it with so much soul. Because she wasn't just there sitting reading her lines.
Yeah.
And being a good actress, no. It was personal for her.
For me, it's very important. I told her this. She was the first Dominican actress I ever saw on screen.
Yeah.
In a TV show when she was doing Scrubs. And I would watch her every day. And I didn't know she was Dominican. She just felt like family.
Yeah.
I felt represented through her. And so many years after, you know, it just feels very full circle because she inspired me to be an actress, whether she knew it or not.
Each of us individually had never given up in the industry. We have never given up on our country. We have never given up on the pride of saying I'm Dominican in Hollywood, I'm Dominican in Miami, I'm Dominican in Latin America, touring the world. So I think it has to do a lot with that, with carrying our heritage and culture towards a story and link it to our own journey as creative people. And it's our story told by us. And us Dominican talents in Hollywood, we have suffered so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because for Hollywood, for the United States, we are, you speak Spanish, you're one flag.
Mm-hmm.
But we have different cultures,
of course.
Which is amazing, which is the beauty of being Latino. But as Dominican, I tell you, I felt very proud in that room. When all of us speaking Spanish, and you and Virginia were the producers in the table, because they had to just listen to what we were saying and take our advice because we know better about our culture. To me, I was like, wow, this is another level. Something never happened.
When the hell are we crying? What is going on? It is so hard.
But kudos. It is very important to know that badass women like Dania Ramirez, Eva Longoria, and Virginia, and you that represent a bigger platform, that badass women are telling the story of badass women and hire badass women.
Yes.
Like, you know?
Fuck yes.
Like, that to me is like, okay, about time.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you for trusting us, for believing in us.
Yes. Oh, it was, you made it easy.
Look at it. Where are we? In a room right now, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called Sisters of the Underground. So they were underground, paving their way. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look at the building next to us. It's Netflix offices. Yeah. It's like the underground. You know, so we are like here doing it raw, doing it real.
Yeah.
Because lately, yeah, real is rare.
It is.
Nowadays. So this is a very real,
yes,
and rare project.
Yeah.
And nothing goes the way we plan, mm-mm, but we plan our way.
Yeah. We still make it. Yes. Yeah. That's a great place to end.
The thing that fascinates me about these women, these sisters, was the bravery and these ordinary women. I mean, they were obviously extraordinary, but really, if you look at their lives, they were three women. They had a husband, they had a job, they worked in the house. My hope is that it inspires people to see, wow, these three women became an inspiration for many. I mean, they were affectionately called las mariposas, the butterflies. Yeah. You know, they earned this martyr status, and they were normal, everyday people who wanted to see a difference in their country. That's all they wanted. They wanted to make a difference in their country. So I hope that people see this and see what's happening in our country now and go, wait, mm-hmm, I could participate in a bigger way. Yes, look what these women did. They started the downfall of Trujillo. You know, over time, they became the real, yeah, threat to his regime, and they garnered national, international attention, and they put pressure on the government. And go, if you look at, if those three women can do it in a place that has had true fascist dictatorship, I mean, true fascist dictatorship. I think sometimes in the United States, we sit back and we're like, we're such a great democracy and it's fine. And it's like, no, you have to pay attention. You have to pay attention. And I think, you know, political and social movements are fueled by everyday people in our country. And so I hope people look at this and pay attention to what's happening in our country to make sure that we never become that, right? Yeah. And that not only that, you have the power to make sure we never become that.
I truly do believe that change is inspired, not demanded. Bringing this show into fruition is my attempt to inspire the kind of change that I believe is needed in order to form a world that I want my children to grow up in. I am committed to shedding light on the pieces of history that have had a positive impact on the state of our current civilization. I want to thank you all so much for listening. It really does mean the world. Thank you.
Oh, my mom's from Dominican Republic.
Who is Danya to you?
She's my aunt, and I love her very much.
I love you very much. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your love, your talent. And you are a Mirabal. You are a Mariposa, if I ever saw one. Gracias, mi amor.
Thank you.
Arriba las Mirabal.
Arriba, arriba.
Arriba.
Sisters of the Underground is a production of School of Humans in conjunction with iHeartMedia's My Cultura Network and Unbelievable Entertainment, with co-executive producers Eva Longoria and Dania Ramirez. Showrunner and director, Jose Maria Cabral. The series was written by Jose Maria Cabral and Mary Castellanos. Story by Dania Ramirez and Jose Maria Cabral. Lead producer and story editor, Julia Crisco. Associate Producer and First AD, Andrew Harmon. Production Manager, Daisy Church. Script Supervisor, Sarah Montague. Recording Engineer, Clay Hillenberg. Post-Production Supervisor, Jeremy Gilbertson at Toon Welders in Atlanta. Sound Design, Mixing, and Mastering by Harper W. Harris. Assembly Editing by Leah Marie Puffenberger. Jason Shannon composed our score. Music editor, Spencer Willis. Music licensing by Sergio Marte, Lorenzo Lautz at Big Sync Music, and Natalie Brady at Texture Music. Marketing and design by Jasmine Mejia and Claudia Marti Corena. Our incredible cast includes Dania Ramirez as Minu Tavares Mirabal, our narrator. Judy Reyes as Minerva Mirabal. Jane Santos as Doña Chea Mirabal. Celine Toribio as Dede Mirabal. Charlene Chaule as Maria Teresa Mirabal. Akari Endo as Patria Mirabal. Sergio Carlo as Manolo Tavares and the radio announcer. Hemki Madera as Trujillo. Hector Aníbal as Johnny Aves. Gabriela Stein as Adela. Additional cast includes Juan Villa, Alex Lynn Ward, Jacqueline Calderon Guido, Michael Uribes, Silvio Martins, Ryan Padilla, Darius de la Cruz, Marco Barra, and Daniel Luján. Additional executive producers include Jose Maria Cabral, Mary Castellanos, Giselle Bonsas, Virginia Prescott, L.C. Crowley, and Brandon Barr. Special thanks to Doug Boehm and Abu Zafar at iHeartMedia. Special thanks to Minu Tavares Mirabal, daughter of Minerva and Manolo, who is a politician and activist in the Dominican Republic. She also published the book of letters that we quote throughout the series. It's called Mañana Te Escribiré Otra Vez. Check out our show notes for more details. If you enjoy the podcast, help us get the word out by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps. Thanks.
School of Humans.
Tengo diabetes.
Yo, asma.
Estamos en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica.
19 años o más con afecciones crónicas como asma, diabetes, EPOC o enfermedad cardíaca, o tienes 65 años o más, estás en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Aunque te hayas vacunado previamente con otras vacunas contra la neumonía, Prevnar 20 puede ayudar a proveer protección adicional. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones de 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Los adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. Los efectos secundarios incluyen dolor e hinchazón en el área de la inyección, fatiga, dolor de cabeza, dolor muscular y en las coyunturas. Para obtener la información para la prescripción completa, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.